Hello and welcome to my International Happiness Podcast, the happiest stories of five international best friends in their study abroad program in Page. Welcome to episode 4, hosting a story of Ayman, first year geography student at the University of Page, Hungary. His story is about his own happy world, not about one specific story in Page. In my opinion, what he wrote about his happiness is the thing that makes this episode unique and valuable. When I asked you to write your happy story in Page, you told me that you wrote something. It wasn't about Page, but happiness was your main topic. So, does this mean that you don't see yourself as a happy person in Page?
Well, I can't answer things simply or shortly or briefly, but I can try. But I talked about happiness probably in general as a concept, as an emotion, irrelevant of location. But location somehow does influence emotion and my emotions as well. Before I came to Page, I was born and lived my life in Saudi Arabia. And it was probably a different environment for me growing up there than here in Hungary. Part of Europe, which is having a completely different culture from where I was. But even though I grew up there in Saudi Arabia, I was kind of not really part of the culture over there. Over there, I lived in isolation, and over here, I did the same as well. So my concept and perception of what is happiness or what isn't is not really influenced by the culture I was raised up in. So that's why my emotions are kind of detached from the place where I'm in, from my environment, because I know that in all environments, from experience, because even though I changed the environment of my surroundings by coming to Hungary, my emotions really didn't change too much. But I was able to, I mean, I know I didn't mention that in part of the story, but I was able to socialize, but only very recently, because one of my friends told me I need to open my mind and try to meet new people, and I did that. That was the first time that I went to a place called the integration camp. So I guess that's kind of, that's unmentioned part of the story. Yeah, so that's part of it. Emotion and environment.
Okay, great. So, if you let me do that, I would like to read your story aloud. Is it okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. So, let's hear the story of Ayman. My happiest moment is yet to come. When it will take place is beyond me. But even if it did happen, how would I be able to tell if it is my happiest moment? I'm happy when I order food and the food doesn't take long to come. And when I have my first look at it, it makes me pleased. And when I taste it, my brain tells me, that's quite tasty. I'm happy when I understand myself and overcome hardship. I'm happy when I realize that I'm worthwhile and that my self-worth is independent from social or religious norms. I'm happy when I feel loved and cared for who I am, not for whom I should become. In those moments of time, I'm at an apex of positivity. And these moments are exactly what they are moments, how can one be happy for long? How can a person maintain that happiness? There is that primordial conflict between the self to pursue and desire more and more happiness. Nothing is ever enough. When you do something over and over again, you get tired of it. And you desire to do something more. That's when you work towards re-experiencing happy moments or times. I'm also happy when I feel that I can trust someone and to speak my mind freely. I'm happy when I'm surrounded by people who are intelligent and kind. I'm happy when I realize that people can be loyal. I'm happy when I find out that some people can be smart, caring, and loyal to themselves and their own feelings, not loyal to mainstream norms that contradict true feelings. I'm happy when people connect with themselves and understand what's truly valuable. But really, what do you think? Am I happy? I like pizza. I like piadina. Listing likes is a way of presenting happy moments. I'm happy to be happy. Let's pretend to be happy now. Let's make a stupid joke and smile about it. Actually, those moments are real. So are the smiles resulting from them. Okay, thank you, Ayman. I hope the happy moments will be with you all the time. And this is the end of fourth episode of my International Happiness Podcast, stories by five best friends from around the world in Page. And the song Happiness by Flapland is taken from freemusicarchive.com. Next time, I will host my Turkish friend, plus a surprise guest. So, see you next time with my last episode. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.